morning, you people.
Welcome.
Starship Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. You know what? We're going to dispense with all of the goofy talk that occurs here at the very top of the show.
Goofy.
The chit-chat, idle chit-chat.
It was really meaningful. I liked it.
Yeah.
It didn't mean that much to you, apparently.
We have a man who stepped into the studio who just left the most comfortable chair in the building in our office. And we woke him up and we brought him in here. He is Mr. Jeff Garlin. You know him, you love him from the Goldbergs and, of course, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he's now the richest man in Hollywood because the Goldbergs have basically
not on. What, there I am. Okay,
have basically made you you're the king. You're the titan.
I am. Hey, you know what? I got to be honest with you. It's not all right. Here's the thing. It used to be that if you were on a hit network series, you're loaded forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I make some really good money, but not like it was.
Yeah. Why is that? What's changed?
The viewership has gone down of network television. And in terms of something going into syndication, it's not the same money. It's still high, you know what I mean? But it's all gone down. You know, I think when we're done, when all is said and done, at the end of a week between who watches the Goldbergs, who watches it like in replay, the DVR, right, and who watches it online, 7-8 million people. Back in the day, I love that statement. That means you're old. if 7-8 million, you're canceled. And 7-8 million for us, they're doing jigs. We're one of the most watched half hour sitcoms on television. Like, we're the number one that families watch together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it was, isn't it funny? I mean, right? I mean, it was like he's Full House now. Is basically what he is. But it is amazing. First of all, it's a great show. It really
it is
a great
good show.
It's smart. I always tell the story when he's in studio. His mother came up to me in a restaurant and said, "My son, you know him. My son, he's got this show coming out. It's called The Goldbergs." This is like in 2013, right? Or 20, yeah. And it's going to be great. And it's about this family. And it's going to be beautiful. And you're going to love it. And you're going to talk to him about it. And I said, "The Goldbergs? What is he thinking?" And, you know.
I love that. What's your thought?
Right.
And by the way, I'm one of the people that pushed for the name The Goldbergs.
Oh, good.
You know who decided they wanted that was the network said, you should call it The Goldbergs. Uh-huh. The name of the show originally was What's Wrong With My Blankety Life. And I thought that's the lamest name I've ever heard. And then I talked to Adam Goldberg, who created the show, and Doug Robinson, the other producer. They're Jewish. And I said, let's dive in the Jew pool. Come on, man. Don't stick your toe in. Let's be the Goldbergs.
Why not?
And ironically, I'm one of the only Jews on the show.
Yes, that is.
My wife's not Jewish. My children aren't Jewish, although they're all playing Jews. George Siegel's a Jew. So I'm the only,
As Harvey Korman said in Blazing Tales, too Jewish.
Too Jewish, yeah.
And I'm
on the two biggest Jewish shows, which that occurred to me a few years back, Curb Your Enthusiasm and The Goldbergs are the two biggest. That's how people get their Jews in America.
Right. That's actually, half the guys in that Charlottesville rally had Larry David posters as they were running down the street. Too soon? All right, so it is, I got to tell you though, but both, or I think that Curb is the funniest half hour ever.
It's outrageous.
On television. But the Goldbergs, you know, for a family sitcom, it's got bite, it's edgy, there's moments.
No, it's,
performances are spectacular.
Well, you're very kind. I'm honored to be on the show. And,
But you said that the network salary, I mean, so if network TV is going down, but what I keep reading in the trades is that the Netflix possibilities are creating bank for celebrities to go
as much for bank. Well, first off, celebrities
there are some big names. I mean, look.
No, but that's not celebrities. That's successful actors.
Successful actors.
Celebrities could be the Kardashians. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
like celebrity is about fame and not about content.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But that's the thing. There is meaningful work in that.
By the way, there's meaningful work for the celebrities too. I mean, yes. And by the way, there's money to be made. Don't get me wrong, but it's not what it was. Someone in my position would be making at this point $1 million an episode.
Uh-huh. Right.
And for sure. in the like I remember working, I was on Mad About You, and I'm not mistaken, Paul and Helen, the last few years were making $1 million an episode. Mm-hmm. And
that was a big number at NBC, right, at that moment, because because you know, Friends cast all wanted what they got.
I think Ray Romano got in at the end. Mm-hmm. Now I'm lucky, I'm getting in at the end of shows being popular enough on network television. Like, I'm on a hit sitcom. Not many people in the future are going to be able to say that.
That's true, right?
Yes.
I feel that way about radio, Jeff. That's exactly how I feel about it. I'm like, I'm the last one to go close the door.
No, but by the way, I think that that's true of music radio. Like, I did Eric's show this morning.
Eric, for example.
And they don't have a nighttime person. They just play the songs. Right. A computer does it. The whole strength of this channel is about human beings discussing things.
True.
Well, that's why the podcast won't go away. The podcast is so ridiculous. Okay, so today, mm-hmm. this is a true story. So today, I get a call from a city official who said, "Hey, I was listening to this podcast that John Cass does with our producer Jeff Carlin, no relation, and there is and he hears something on the podcast that he wants to get corrected, right?" Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. I could literally take myself hostage here and nothing would happen. Mm-hmm. If I took myself hostage in my podcast, SWAT would show up at my house every hour on the hour until they figured it out.
Well, you're obviously exaggerating. But that being said, podcasts, if you put out something interesting, here's the thing. What's great about podcast is the same thing that's great about independent filmmaking. The difference between independent filmmaking and podcast is that a podcast has a great delivery system.
Right.
Independent filmmaking, you no longer can go in the theater. I mean, you do, but not really.
It's Netflix.
It's a little more difficult. But the point being is, technology has made it an even playing field. You have an idea, you want to do something, you can do it. So let's say you, back in the day with the big money and the bigger numbers, you went to a producer here at WGN, and you had an idea that you wanted to do a radio show about serial killers, which seems to be a lot of podcasts are about.
A lot are true crime stories.
Yes.
You're right.
And so that person would go, nah, people are not going to, you know.
Right.
Meanwhile, you put it out as a podcast, and it's immensely popular.
Right, exactly.
And they're all... Oh, is that from Law and Order? Yeah. I was once on Law and Order.
I love that show.
I played a villain. I was same night it aired, I was on Law and Order. I was a murderer and a rapist who was also a head of a movie studio. I was Law and Order, Criminal Intent, and I heard that noise when I saw it. Yes. Uh-huh. And then they play that on the set as you're getting ready. And then same night aired, I was Uncle Kelbo on Wizards of Waverly Place on Disney. So I thought to myself, somebody's out there showing their range.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, working actor, successful working actor.
Well, no, but you work hard to, you know, be good at something. I want to be known for being good, not known.
So I,
do you know what I mean?
It makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you are, but you are.
You are already.
I mean, it is amazing when you watch your work. It is. Sometimes you don't see you working in Curb. Mm-hmm. That's the best part of that show is all the actors are so good. You know, you have to, like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus has got to be so good that you see her playing herself and it works.
Yeah, well,
right?
she's the best there is.
The best comedian, television comedian of all times, I would say.
She's up there.
Comedic actress.
With, there's probably a handful you can say.
Right.
But I would put her up there against everyone.
Yeah.
Men too.
Yeah.
She blows my mind.
Oh.
And she's the coolest lady.
And so you have, so I mean, all you guys are doing that, and it just is so so great. Did you guys start production? Can you say that?
I finished it.
We're finished.
Yeah, we're editing now. I don't know when it's going to air. Not necessarily. Could be January. Don't know.
Okay.
But the point being is, my favorite season we've ever done.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Season 10 episodes. And I have to say, well, the thing is, the premise, you know, we always have these premises, and I think they're funny. But some of them are better than others, but they're all excellent. Don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. But this one is one that everybody Everybody has felt this frustration and wished they could do something, and Larry does it.
Yeah. It's when your dragon accidentally kills everybody in the city. And then he's got to figure out how to get out from under it.
That's what, don't get me don't started that. On that show. We don't have time for that.
All right.
I won't get to promote my Netflix special.
All right. Let's talk about your Netflix special. What are you
there's
doing?
There's no dragons. I'm doing an hour where I only talk about Game of Thrones and how upset I am. I'm filming here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the name of the special is Our Man in Chicago, and I'm filming it at Park West next Wednesday night. There's two shows, and your kind listeners, if they so choose, your smart listeners, mm-hmm. your wonderful listeners.
Yes.
That's all of them.
Where is he going?
Can choose to buy tickets and go.
You go to parkwestchicago.com.
Look at that.
For the tickets.
Or just type in Jeff Garland, Google Jeff Garland, Park West, and you're good.
You love that room, don't you?
I do.
I've seen you there a number of times.
I have too. I've seen you there.
And also, I got married there.
What?
And ironically, there's two ironics. Well, one, first off, for the record, first wedding ever at Park West 25 years ago was my wedding.
Wow.
And I'm just finishing my divorce, and I'm doing my special there. So it's quite the journey that I've taken.
That's very,
well, by the
I like
way,
the way you're closing the circle, which is nice. I like that.
And by the way, nothing bad to say about my wife.
Of course not.
In the thing. You know, well, my soon-to-be ex, seconds away, is a woman that I love, and she's the mother of my children, and so I wouldn't say anything bad about her. But what makes me think now is when I was a young comedian, mm-hmm. you know, in my 20s, and I'm watching older comedians do their stuff, and they're my ex-wife, all these bits that are so mean-spirited and angry. And now I look back, and I would laugh, you know, and now I look and I go, you had children. You're talking about their mother. What are you doing? Who does that?
That was a different time.
It was a different time. I don't think it goes the same.
But it's just so insensitive.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way,
you want to see some sensitive comedy?
I am all for having noble targets when I do and hitting them hard. Uh-huh. So I'm not like you can't have an opinion in comedy, which is really necessary to have a strong point of view. I'm just saying that one in particular, you know.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Yes.
We got to stop here for a second because Kim Gordon is standing by. She's got the WGN News at the bottom of the hour. What is coming up?
Row, a documentary about the fatal shooting of Laquan McDonald, premieres in Chicago tonight.
All right, Kim Gordon coming up in just a minute in the WGN newsroom. Mr. Jeff Garlin is in the studio with us, and you know him from the Goldbergs. You know him from Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is coming back sometime in the next calendar year, I would imagine. And he's also shooting a Netflix special on Wednesday night of next week.
The 12th,
right? So that's a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he is going to be at the Park West, which is one of the great nightclubs ever in this town.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And it just, you know, you walk into it and you feel the resonance of something.
Yes. No, it's fantastic. I love it. And I always have my choice when I come to town, when I play a bigger venue, of the Vic or Park West. And I've played the Vic. I love Park. By the way, I love the Vic. Don't get me
Vic's
wrong.
Great.
But something about the Park West, I just dig.
It's hard to find the dressing room area at the Park West. You have to almost when you leave the dressing room, you have to come through the crowd to get to the stage.
Yeah.
And I always look at that dressing room and I wonder, oh my God, what happened in here? Right? So there's, you know, you think of some of the acts that have been on their way up or on their way down that have gone through there, right? Yeah, the music acts.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh man. You can still see the residue of some of it on the couch.
Thanks for pumping me up.
Uh-huh. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Just when you sit on the couch, remember. Do you want me to send my chair over for you?
Oh, yes.
So you really love that chair.
Well, why wouldn't I?
I find that it's hard to get up out of that chair. That's the problem.
By the way,
that
should be every chair's problem.
It is a poor problem.
That's the problem that a chair wants.
Google Jeff Garlin and you'll find Park West, and you'll be able to find tickets for this.
Yeah, Jeff Garlin, Park West.
So I was just telling a story before the show started, and Jeff walked into the studio about Cameo, right? Which is this. And you said. So I was telling the story that a guy from Cameo, which is this company that where you can send messages to people.
They're
on the phone.
Chicago-based,
Chicago-based.
Yeah.
She knows
I know him pretty well.
Anna knows the people.
Stephen Galanis, yeah, the founder of the company. He's a young guy. True story, he was Alexi Genulius's driver as like a teenager pretty much when he was running for Senate. And so he's ventured off onto his into his own after getting some corporate experience, and he started Cameo.
So a buddy of mine who is used to be a mid-range rock star, traveling very big in Europe, as we like to say.
Right.
He calls me. He's out of the music industry, and he calls me and he says, "Hey, I'm now the musical director for Cameo. I got you an account." And I'm like, "What am I going to do with this thing?"
Got an account.
And he goes, "No, I signed you up. It's all good. Just give me your email address. And you're going to make like $50 of a message or something." I'm like, "No one's going to ask for my message." Literally signs me up. An hour later, I get my first request. And my last, by the way, I may point out. And then it's sort of an entertaining thing. You make it so easy. It's so idiot-proof to do.
We should explain what it is, because now you've got Ellen's producer on. You've got a lot of Real Housewives, and like you've got comedians. You've got people from YouTube stars.
Chicago Bears are on there.
Chicago Bears, athletes. NFL players,
yeah. If you
Brett
want,
Favre is
porn
on
stars.
There.
Yes.
They're on there. Stormy Daniels.
I've gone through the whole thing. I use Cameo, but I find people that are absurd. Like, my ex, who I love, who I mentioned.
Yes.
I hate calling her my ex. It just sounds so goofy. But the point is, I got Ruth Buzzy to send her a message. I got Rex Smith to send her a message. But here's my best one.
Huh.
Do you know who David Kaplan is, the sports guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cap. Of course.
Okay.
Cap.
He's on there.
Cap Man.
Mm-hmm. I have requested through fake names the goofiest messages.
And he doesn't?
He does.
Am I allowed to reject them now? I'm thinking
yes,
about getting off.
Yes, you can reject. Yeah. You can reject.
Of course, you can just sign off the thing. They asked me.
So I mentioned this, and Jeff walks in and goes, "That is the lowest form of humanity, Cameo."
Well, not the people who request them.
No.
The people that are doing them. It's like, really? You don't have something better to do than that? Are you having that much trouble making money? It's an announcement to the world of like, you know what? I don't make enough.
Right. Yeah. I'm done. This is I'm going to bury myself.
And so, as a matter of
so what'd you get Cap to do?
What's that?
What'd you get Cap to do?
I make him give speeches to grandmas, like, "Grandma," like, literally, because I'll write these things. This is one, I'm trying to even remember. "Grandma, don't be afraid of chicken. Chicken's delicious. I prefer a good steak, but chicken is delicious, Grandma. Glad you're a big fan of mine, Grandma." Okay. I make him say "Grandma" 40 times. And then I sent him to my friend Brad Morris, and we both just laugh.
Oh, because you write kind of a script for the celebrity, and then they do.
And he has no idea, and he still couldn't. If I do it, he has no idea it's going to be me.
I like that.
That's
like
so
that.
Great.
You're the Cameo assassin.
Yeah,
what you are.
Well, by the way, yes.
You're
and so
Law and Order.
And there's a lot of people that I don't. A lot of people. I mean, it's a horrible. It's wonderful for the buyer. The sellers, it's sad.
Oh,
I quit.
It's
one
your first
and done.
Day, Ro. Well, don't let him talk
no,
you
no,
out
no,
of
no,
it. This could be a major money stream for you.
Ro, in all sincerity, man, you're too good for that.
All right, thank you.
You
Jeff,
are.
You know
I have
what,
too much respect
that.
For you.
I'm going to put that on my...
Oh, so today was your first day on there?
Yeah. Well,
get
no.
the hell off.
All right, goodbye.
And let me also say that you should still purchase other people's cameos, because there's so many people on there that are too good not to send them, goofy messages to your friends. It's awesome. You
it
can
is.
Get all these people to say things. I remember my son, his best friend, had his birthday, and my son got the top male porn star who's a quote a bear, covered in hair, to make a message for his friend. Awesome. Awesome. Just to have that kind of access is awesome.
See, that's
right.
But by the way, I'm also thinking, even for charity, no. And then, like, if I was, how much would I charge? I would think on the low end for me, $500 a message.
Yeah.
On the low end.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm
for
probably
sure.
thinking, but even if I did like $10,000 a message, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Or whatever, I would say, who's the most? And I would double it. Okay.
Right. See if anybody
paid. But even then, just being listed on there is an embarrassment.
All right. Thank you. I will take that under advisement. Jeff Garland, you can see him next Wednesday at the Park West. West. He's doing a show for Netflix. You're filming a Netflix special at the Park West.
Yes.
Two shows.
Yes.
So come out and see
Our Man in Chicago.
Our Man in Chicago. All right. Great to see you.
You will not see me.
You'll not. You know what? I know what's going to happen now. He's gonna be heading back home right now, and he's going to buy me on Cameo to say the most ridiculous damn thing ever. I know, and it's going to be you. I know.
And he's going to try to fake you out. Pretend it's a sweet grandma.
I want to be really clear.
Yeah.
If you're still on there in a couple weeks' time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Game on.
I'm coming for you. I expect you to be off, and you deserve whatever I send you.
All right.
And I'll even put it up on my Instagram. Yeah.
Grandma, don't hate chicken.
Yeah.
All right.
I swear, you think I'm kidding. That's a literal one. And he's talking to someone's grandma. No, he thinks that their nickname is grandma. That's even the funnier part. My friend's nickname is grandma. Will you tell him to stop hating chicken? He hates chicken. And I got the best. Oh, delightful.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm off. Okay. Thank you very much.
It'd be fun to have Jeff write something funny for you. And
then
I'll laugh at you.
Instagram and everybody
we can laugh at you.
By the way, what's even lower? What's even lower than me having to make you make a fool of yourself?
Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. There's nothing lower than Jeff Garland humiliating me.
You're not in Kaplan territory.
No, you're correct about that. Thank you very much. Right. I appreciate it. Kim, would you like to do the news? Brought to you by Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace.
Kim Gordon, rocker. A rocker. Kim Gordon.
She is like a rocker.
I love her music.
Thanks. It's what I do on the side.
Yes.